On Tuesday, Montreal held the 5th annual Every Child Matters March. Held on the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, also known as Orange Shirt Day, the march called on participants to reflect on the harms caused by Indian residential schools and fight for a future in which every child matters.
Just a day of reflection, honestly. A day to take time out of our normal lives to think about these things and reflect on the past and think about what we need to do to move forward as a country.
Over the 19th and 20th centuries, more than 150,000 Indigenous children were separated from their families and cultures and placed into residential schools. Many suffered abuse and some never returned. It's part of a process the Truth and Reconciliation Commission has called a cultural genocide. Its impacts are still being felt today.
A lot of our people went through that at residential schools or 60 Scoop or and women who had their tubes tied without their consent. That's what was going on in this country, and people need to know. People that are turning a blind eye to that, they want to say, that's the past, forget about the past. No, the past is present.
Jeff Hubert was among the thousands of marchers out on Tuesday. He told CKUT he was happy to see so many people out in the streets and felt hopeful that things were moving in the right direction.
I see a lot of our people now, a lot of our reserves are getting more control over our children. And not having to put our children in the foster care or the foster system of non-Indigenous people. So that's a big move to have our people raise our children.
That's especially important for Ewart. As a survivor of the 60 Scoop, he didn't go to a residential school, but was taken from his home and placed with a white family.
And I was lost. I didn't know where I was from. I didn't know who I was. What's happening today with these communities that, you know, that are allowed now, it feels funny saying that, but they're allowed to raise their own children, is a beautiful thing, because these children are going to be grounded, they're going to know who they are, and they're not going to be lost, and they're not going to end up in trouble like a lot of our people do.
But not everyone was feeling optimistic about the march.
There's a big discrepancy between answering the call to actions by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and there's a lot of heel dragging from the government as well as citizens of Canada.
Saali attends the march every year with his camera and his drum. But he said this year's march felt smaller than in years previous, and accompanied by a feeling that not much is changing.
These are very, very small incremental changes that pose real, no significant change in our daily lives.
It's been a decade since the Truth and Reconciliation Commission released their final report. Of their 94 calls to action, only 15 have been implemented. The Yellowhead Institute, an Indigenous think tank based out of Toronto, stopped tracking the progress of the calls to action in 2023, after a year where no new calls were implemented. For marchers like Alessia and Linda, that reality is depressing, but it's also what keeps them coming into the streets year after year.
I mean, it's not a reason to lose hope and give up. That's what they want, right? That's what the people who are not taking this seriously want. They want people to lose hope and stop caring and stop taking action. We can say that about many things, but we have to continue to remind ourselves that, like, change happens, like, at a small scale. Each individual has to do their part. So together we make change.
Yeah,
basically.
It's like a way to fight apathy as well. Yeah. I think it's great to find ourselves in community of people who care.
Yeah.
We will never allow the erasure of our people from this country's history.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.